Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big fat congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Terrence DeFranco is here. He's trying to bring some kind of order to our program, and he does it well. CEO, president, and co-founder of IOTA Communications. Terrence, tell us about IOTA.
So IOTA is both a network and software company, and we have a what is called a low-power wide area network. So very much like a cellular network like AT&T or Verizon, only specifically built to connect things, to allow machines to talk to other machines. It's narrow band, so it's used only for submitting and sending data, but it can travel long distances. Our network is able to penetrate barriers better than other prevailing technology and consumes very, very little energy. So just think of it as like a cellular version of Wi-Fi, only using licensed spectrum. And then we've built a software platform on the front end of it to actually gather, analyze that data that we are able to gather. Our focus is on smart buildings and smart cities. Mm-hmm. So it's a full turnkey platform with what we believe is the state-of-the-art connectivity on the back end. That's what differentiates us.
And you're what you're doing, you're one of the you're on the cutting edge of this. Over the next 10 years, there are going to be hundreds, if not thousands, of people doing what you're doing vertically in little niches, aren't they?
That's right. And that's a great point, Jim, because IoT, you know, we always talk about it like it's a big thing, and it is. But there are so many unique requirements and little niche opportunities within it. There's not really like an IoT industry. It's really how all the different segments of business apply that connectivity, mm-hmm. data gathering, and analysis for their own use. And what it has created, you're right, is a really a lot of niche industries that kind of roll up into this bigger.
Well, see, this label is what a lot of communities don't understand right now, who aren't self-determined with their own internet connectivity. They're dependent upon AT&T and Comcast and people like that. But what they don't understand is there's a whole marketplace of networks that could be laid over a data network of a community or a region or a state where commerce can take place. This is business that doesn't even exist right now. There'll be a whole sub-economy, I think, over the next 5 to 10 years or less. Doing what you're doing, variations on what you're doing. What do you think?
Oh, I agree 100%. So when you look at this cellular industry, you know, it started 40 years ago with a need, and that was for people to be able to talk to other people mobily. And so what's happened is that technology has evolved to continue to have people talk to other people in a mobile fashion more efficiently and be able to do things in a mobile fashion more efficiently. But that evolution hasn't necessarily been built for what we talk about the needs are for the Internet of Things.
Right.
So we've lived with it. We deal with it. But it opens up an opportunity for these other use cases. So now how do these machines talk to other machines? Mm-hmm. And so what it's doing is it's really breeding whole new technology for communication, like you're saying.
Right, right.
It's 100% true.
Before we go, what's the progress on improving the security of IoT devices?
The things that we've seen are that, you know, security typically lags in development of these technologies because focused largely on the use case. One of the great things that we're seeing, particularly with IoT, is that there is a lot of attention paid to it. specifically as it expands into commercial and industrial. So, you know, folks are get very, very sensitive about connecting and gathering data off of their things. Mm-hmm. And so that vulnerability is definitely created with new communication technology. It's certainly there now. The whole security side of technology has responded, but like I said, it's always lacking.
The more IoT we have, though, the more we're going to have to secure our networks better, too, right? We can't just depend upon the IoT device, right?
It's another vulnerability point within the system. It's another place for someone, a bad guy, to enter.
Hey, Terrence, good job today. Thank you for being here. Will you come back sooner than later, okay?
I'd love it. I'd love it, Jim. Available for you whenever you need it.
Terrence DeFranco, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.